This is Fresh Air. One significant trend of the past decade was the revival of classic Broadway musicals as they were originally performed. A leader in that movement is the conductor John McGlynn. His restoration of Showboat was one of the biggest hits of last year. Now he's performed the same service for Cole Porter's Anything Goes. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of the new recording.
You're the top. You're an arrow collar.
You're the top. You're a Coolidge dollar.
You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire.
You're an O'Neill drama, you're Whistler's mama, you're Camembert.
Anything Goes was Cole Porter's biggest hit of the 30s, the fourth longest-running musical of that decade. The irrepressible score included such instant classics as I Get a Kick Out of You, You're the Top, Blow Gabriel Blow, and of course, Anything Goes. The original stars were William Gaxton and pudgy, befuddled Victor Moore, who'd just been teamed in two Gershwin political satires of Thee I Sing and Let Him Eat Cake. And as Reno Sweeney, the lady evangelist turned nightclub singer, Ethel Merman created one of her landmark roles. Anything Goes has had numerous revivals, but in each of them, songs were deleted, rewritten, sometimes vulgarly rearranged, or replaced by more famous ones from other Porter shows. The 1987 Lincoln Center production with Patti LuPone had a completely revised book. Now John McGlynn, who directed last year's wonderful recording of Showboat with all its original music, has done it again for Anything Goes. Even the dance numbers are intact.
The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that's gin today. You gave a cent today, once at several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitney's like baby clothes. Anything goes.
In the 1930s, when a musical closed, the instrumental arrangements were often lost or destroyed. But McGlynn had invaluable help in reconstructing Anything Goes. One of the original arrangers, Hans Spialik, was still alive, and he had a photographic memory. He died shortly before the project was completed at the age of 89. The inventive orchestrations by Spialik and Robert Russell Bennett included parts for three trumpets, English horn, bass oboe, and celeste. Under McGlynn's direction, the London Symphony plays them with panache. Like Showboat, McGlynn's Anything Goes includes numbers that were cut from the original show. Merman wouldn't sing the raunchy Kate the Great because her mother was going to be in the audience. Catherine the Great, Porter suggests, made more than history.
Why, she made the Congress, she made the Premier, she made the clergy and she made them cheer. She made the butler, she made the groom, she made the maid who made the room. She made the army, she made the marines, made some of them princes and some of them queens. And when she still was discontent, Kate'd create a new regiment.
Veteran actor Jack Gilford is a delightful Moonface Martin, Public Enemy number 13. And opera star Frederica von Stade, who was Magnolia in Showboat, sings the stuck-up debutante Hope Harcourt superbly. But Kim Criswell as Reno and Chris Gronendahl as Billy Crocker, who gets thrown into the brig for not being Public Enemy number 1, are disappointingly bland. A high-power performer like Patti LuPone can for a moment make you forget Merman. But Criswell is so generic, even her brashness seems to have been learned by rote.
Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
Let's compare this unfairly with Ethel Merman's inspired 1934 recording.
Come get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
So many dull performances of classical music on original instruments prove that authenticity is not enough. Complete fidelity to American musical comedy classics has to mean finding personalities comparable, if not identical, to the original stars. And that's the big hole in this otherwise admirable new recording. By the way, can anyone identify drumstick lipstick? In You're the Top, it rhymes with Irish swipstick, the way Fanny Bryce might say Irish sweepstakes. It's the only item in the song the annotator can't explain.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Angel recording of Anything Goes, conducted by John McGlynn.
There will always be a wifey swell to give you heaven or to give you hell. There'll always be a lady fair who's waiting there for you.
This is Fresh Air.